The Holy Gospel according to Luke, the 10th chapter. Now as they went on their way, he entered a certain village, where a woman named Martha welcomed him into her home. She had a sister named Mary, who sat at the Lord's feet and listened to what he was saying. But Martha was distracted by her many tasks, so she came to him and asked, "Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to do all the work by myself? Tell her then to help me." But the Lord answered her, "Martha, Martha, you are worried and distracted by many things. There is need of only one thing. Mary has chosen the better part, which will not be taken away from her." The Gospel of Christ. Grace and peace to you, dear friends, from God and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. If you've ever been part of a traveling group in high school or in college, you are familiar with the word homestays. And you most likely have a love or hate relationship with homestays, meaning you absolutely love them or you absolutely hate them. I've never met anyone who is pretty ambivalent. And if you aren't quite sure what a homestay is, let me tell you a little story about my first homestay experience. It was February of 1999, and I was a sophomore in high school. I was attending a reunion weekend for a choir that I had sang in the previous summer. I was so excited to see 200 of my friends, to make music with them for two whole days, to attend a worship service, but most importantly, to catch up on the gossip, right? That's what we do with our friends, unfortunately. We gathered on a Saturday morning, and we rehearsed until the early evening. Then we moved to the local Presbyterian church for dinner, games, and fellowship. That evening, around 9 o'clock, we went upstairs. We found all of our luggage, which had been transported for us. And then we found our name along a long hallway. I quickly found my name, listed with two of my best friends at the time, Jesse and Shannon. And above our name was the name of a woman whose name, unfortunately, I have forgotten. We loaded all of our things into her car, and we headed to her home for the evening. Her home was beautiful, and it was inviting. We each had our own comfy bed with lots of blankets and pillows for the February chill, and she even had refreshments waiting for us on her coffee table. I'm sure she spent a great deal of time preparing for us to stay with her. She had baked wonderful, amazing things. She had various juices and pop, soda, and lots of things. That evening, she stayed up with us till well past 11 p.m., listening to our stories and asking us questions about ourselves. I know I slept well that night, and I don't remember much about the following early morning. However, I do remember our wonderful hostess dropping us off at the church, saying, "I'll be gone for about an hour, but don't worry. I'll be back to listen to you sing and to take you to your concert." Much to our surprise, she was back an hour later. We were delighted to see her smiling face in the pew just as worship began that morning. And again on our drive to the concert that afternoon. It was at that time that we finally asked her a question. When we asked where had she gone that morning, she replied, "Oh, I'm the organist at the Methodist church down the street. I had to play for worship this morning. I canceled our rehearsal after worship so that I could come worship with you. It has been a pleasure to welcome you into my home this weekend and to listen to your stories. I've had so much fun. It was a fabulous homestay with a fabulous, welcoming hostess. Martha was eager to welcome Jesus into her home, and Mary was eager to listen to him. We know from chapter 8 of the Gospel of Luke that Mary had been traveling with Jesus as one of his disciples, and that Martha had been caring and providing for them. They were some of Jesus' benefactors. We also know from Scripture that Jesus raised Mary and Martha's brother Lazarus from the dead. And before raising him from the dead, Jesus wept openly for his grief. Mary, Martha, and Lazarus were Jesus' friends. They were not strangers to one another. In the time of Jesus, hospitality to strangers and guests and friends was simply expected. Some of these points of hospitality still carry on today, such as offering refreshment, sharing a meal, engaging in polite conversation, listening to your guest. I knew that bar was going to fall, by the way, if you heard that. But some of these points of hospitality have not carried on, thankfully, like washing the feet of your guest. Not on my agenda this afternoon. I don't know about yours. However, Mary did wash the feet of Jesus in another story. And she covered them in myrrh, and she wiped them with her hair. Mary and Martha were not strangers to hospitality. But who has the greater role, Mary or Martha? In a world which values hard work over rest, it may be tempting to say, Martha. In a church which values and emphasizes listening and pondering the words of Jesus over mission, it may seem Mary has the greater role. However, as the saying goes, I hope you've heard this, in a world full of Marthas, be a Mary. In a world full of Marys, be a Martha. This is to say that following Jesus, our discipleship, takes many forms. Sometimes discipleship requires the hard work of welcoming and providing, and other times discipleship requires the hard work of listening and engaging. One is not greater than the other. They each have their place. So are you a Mary or are you a Martha? Are you the one constantly complaining that those around you aren't working hard enough? Or are you the one enjoying the company of others, constantly ignoring those laboring around you? And how do you know when it's time to get to work or it's time to sit at the feet of Jesus? The answer is found in the company of the people around you, the disciples around you. If no one is behind the scenes getting the work done, then this Jesus movement, our church, dies. If no one is sitting at the feet of Jesus, listening to his words of love and grace, then we simply forget what this whole movement, what this whole church is all about. Discipleship depends on our hospitality. We can welcome all the people we want, but if we never listen to them, then our hospitality is in vain. We cannot simply say all are welcome here and never engage the strangers in the story. Dear church, this morning in worship, in Bible study, in prayer, let us be like Mary. Let's sit at the feet of Jesus with open ears and open hearts. Let's listen to ancient words, study them, ponder them, and pray them. The rest of the week, let us be like Martha. Let us offer words of welcome to whomever we meet, and let us provide for those who are in need. This is the balanced work of discipleship. It is necessary and it is vital, because in the Jesus movement, in this church, all truly are welcome here. Amen.